tweet at Today SOR.
Over recent months, more and more users of e-scooters seem to be taking to our roads, even though the Minister for Transport, Shane Ross, has clearly stated that their use is illegal on the public road. Evelyn O'Rourke has been talking to some e-scooter users to find out more. Evelyn, what is the current situation? Well, seem to be a lot of them about.
Yes, there are, and there's a lot of grey area around this, but now, as you say, the Minister has come out saying this clearly. Now, just checking with the Garda Press Office there, we are in the middle of a two-month, or the Minister is in the middle of a two-month public consultation process, and really everything's on hold till then. So at this point, I can't even really clearly say to you what sanction there is that can be imposed on an e-scooter user if they use one on the public roads. But certainly the sense is that they're illegal, and definitely e-scooter are getting that message. And I had to try one myself, Sean. I don't know if you've been on an e-scooter, but it was...
Not yet.
Yes. I went to Green Air, which is in the heart of Dublin City Centre, and just to say that most of the scooters are powered, of course, by rechargeable electric motors. They have a range of between 15 and 40 kilometres per charge, and they weigh anything from 10 to 15 kilos. And many of them are programmed not to exceed speeds of 25 kilometres an hour. So I went along to Green Air. I met up with Chris Latchford, and he spoke first about the e-scooters, and then he gave me a little go out the back.
So we're primarily an electric bike shop, and we also sell the e-scooters just as another kind of newer mode of transport that people are really picking up on. There's no such thing as a typical customer anymore. Now it's just people who are really realising that it's a time saver and it's a range extender. It's a way to get into work much quicker than a car or the bus. Pretty much anyone and everyone is interested now. It's a smaller part of the business. It's still mostly electric bikes, but it's definitely something that there's been a lot more interest around in the past year or so, with people just realising that if they're, say, getting the Dart into city centre and want something to nip in and out of, that makes a little bit more sense. There's also the question of the legality of it as well, which some people have been asking about quite a lot, particularly with all the coverage on it the last few months in particular, I think. We're always straight up with customers on that. We just tell them, look, it's a weird one and we don't really fully know. And so I suppose that's something to be mindful of if you do purchase a scooter. And for the next few months, at least, until a decision is reached on it, there's no real proper legislation for them. So it's potentially something that a guard could pull you off the road for.
Have you heard many stories of people actually getting their scooters taken from them?
Only online. The comment sections. Not a single customer has been pulled off their scooter, at least that we've had. I'm sure some people have been, but no one that I know of, no. The cycle lane is what I'd stick to.
Okay, so you're going to take off on this one. So what is the maximum speed you could get on this?
So this one is 25k an hour scooter. So I'm just getting up onto the scooter. So in front of me, I have my two brake levers, my front light, my controls that just tell me whether or not it's switched on and what power mode there is.
Okay, well, you're going to take off now. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, you make that look pretty easy. I'm going to have a go now.
So on your controls here, you have a plus and you have a minus. It basically just dictates how much power you have. So I probably suggest maybe starting it off in mode 1 or 2. You have to sort of kick off in the scooter to get started.
Okay.
And then you hold this trigger here.
Quite nervous, bizarrely. So I've got my right foot up on this, right? So my hands are on the handlebars. So what's the first thing I do now?
To get a good grasp on the handlebars.
Yeah.
You'll need to kick off. On this one as a safety feature, it doesn't accelerate unless you're already moving. Press that and the scooter will start to push you along then.
Okay. I don't know what to do. It's in neutral, right? I'm going to kick off. What do I do next? Pull this to make it
move. Just treat it like a regular scooter, essentially.
So it's not going to take off.
You won't find yourself wheeling down this.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Whoa! Oh, it's cool!
Everyone likes them. It's something you have to get a feel for yourself, and then you'll know pretty quick whether or not it suits you.
So, Evelyn, for €400 plus, you can get one of these. You met some other users?
I did. I'm starting with Marty Meldon, who's a tech journalist and a big advocate for e-scooters. And then we'll also hear from Anna, who moved here from Prague many years ago. She says she feels that Minister Ross is now nearly persecuting e-scooter users. But here they explain why they use them.
Buying a scooter means I can get from my house to the office in 10 minutes instead of 40. So for me, that's time back in the day to do something. I'm just back from Berlin as well. Electric scooters have just been legalised in Germany. But in Germany, I was able to jump on a shared scooter, a Lime scooter, and just fly around the city.
Tell me about your journey now from home to work. What's the route exactly?
I start off from Patrick Street. I'm straight into a bike lane. Most of my route is in a bike lane. In the morning, it isn't too bad. Like, most of the routes you're going, they're quiet. The way back is a little bit more harrowing because my route back is slightly different. I have to go down the quays.
How scary is it?
What I found really interesting is that scooter riders share a lot of common themes and common problems with cyclists. And that's the general theme I'm getting from a lot of cyclists is they'd rather have another scooter on the road than another car on the road. Like, I know some people people do have problems with electric scooters. I think right now scooters are going through a little demonization, and hopefully it doesn't carry on, because it is such a fun way to get around Dublin. Like, I go to work on a Monday morning with a smile on my face, and there's not many people in the city can say that.
I normally go from Summerhill to here to Thomas Street, and it takes about 45 minutes on the bus. Distance is like kilometers. The ride through Delier Street and Trinity, if I take the scooter, it takes 18 minutes. Most of the places where I would go, there is some sort of a cycle lane, although not segregated, but at least it's marked.
And do you feel safe?
No, because of the mixing with the bus lanes. Sometimes you do feel like you're just too small, but again, I would have to draw the comparison with a bike. It's exactly the same. I've been stopped by a guard. I had no idea about the situation, so I was a bit confused, and he started asking for tax, insurance and a driving license, and he didn't give me any penalty, but he made me walk away with the scooter and said that I cannot ride.
What do you make of what Minister Ross had to say, e-scooter users?
It's just for show, I personally think. He should have waited for the consultation, but at least maintained a status quo and leave us until then, because it is, I think, shameful that people who work and study and just are trying to get around are being persecuted like this.
So that's Anna, and then with her Marty Meldon before that. But not everybody is a fan, Evelyn.
No, I talked to Shane Fallon from Dublin to Bike Cycle Shop, and they have a thriving repairs business too, but don't handle e-scooters. I also spoke to Anne Corcoran, who's the CEO of Lime Tree MarTech Agency, because she is a fan of the old-fashioned scooter, the me scooter, she calls it, which she pushes herself. But as a regular scooter commuter, she is concerned about the behaviour she sees. So here they tell us more.
The e-scooters we don't do because they're technically illegal, I suppose, at the moment, which is a bit of a grey area.
They're not the most solid piece of machinery.
No, not really. I mean, they are heavy, but it's going to be a very small motor just from the actual size of the scooter. So the motor's going to be doing a hell of a lot of work to get up to 25 kilometres an hour. So we don't really see e-scooters as being easily repaired. They're quite large and heavy, but the motor's going to be quite small in them, and the battery's going to be quite small in them. This is like a washing machine that would be turned on for 24 hours a day. It's going to break pretty quickly and pretty soon. And they do, you know, there's a lot of cheap imports that will come in and they break quite quickly, and people look to get them repaired here. And we just can't repair them because we can't stand over them. Who's to know what part of them is broken? Is the motor or the battery?
Can you get a puncture?
You can get a puncture, and they're tiny, tiny tubes and tyres, so they're really hard to get on and off, and we wouldn't actually stock them that small. They take time, and it's more time than it's worth for us, to be honest. I'm not trying to be against them or like negative about them, but I can see them like working perfectly in college campuses where they're properly paved and flat. It remains to be seen, really, I suppose.
I'm not just a fan, I'm a complete advocate, and I'm completely in love with my scooter. But I need to clarify something first. The scooter I have is powered by me. That means my legs, I don't have any electric anything. And while I see a lot of my brethren on their electric scooters going around, I worry about them, Evelyn, because they're not being careful enough, got their earphones in, they've no awareness around what's happening around them, and it is a bit scary. So I'm on my scooter watching the other people on their electric scooters, and I'm going, oh my God, he didn't see that car. I definitely think there's a big gap here in education and people understanding how exposed they are on these little scooters, and also for motors and for buses and that, how did they react with people? So it's a bit scary. I think it's a bit scary.
Indeed, that's Anne Corcoran's perception. And finally, you spoke to a doctor.
That's right. Dr. Susie Clark is a doctor specialising in sports medicine, working in St. Vincent's University Hospital in the emergency department in Dublin. And she says, look, I understand the environmental reasons and the practical appeal behind their growth, but she is concerned about their safety.
Certainly over the last 6 months or so, I've noticed an increase in electric scooter injuries. The worst probably head injuries.
No helmets were common?
That certainly wasn't noted in all cases. It's something we need to get better at.
Some arms?
Yes, there were some fractured wrists, dislocations, shoulder dislocations as well, and then lacerations, so cuts to the knees and the head as well. There's probably plenty of people on bicycles, on e-scooters, using them safely, but we always see the worst outcome of these. And I suppose we have to think about the amount of people that are actually using these versus the amount of presentations that we do see to the emergency department. But we actually organised a study over the summer with one of our medical students, Anya Lucy. We managed to see 24 patients in total with electric scooter injuries, and slightly predominance of men over women, generally in their 30s. And certainly over the last 6 months, I've noticed an increase, and I would expect to see a definite increase in injuries over the next while.
The roads on
not suitable. Is that for you the dominant factor, the main problem here?
I think most of these type of injuries are due to the infrastructure on the roads. There was a recent study done in Austin in Texas where 2018, a three-month period, they found there were 930,000 users of electric scooters and only 192 injuries. So it's hard to know. Perhaps the infrastructure in Austin is far more suited to that, but Jane Ross has commissioned a report and I think that will be very useful in terms of legislating for safer use of the roads, and that might be extended particularly to bicycle injuries, as certainly there isn't a day that goes by in the emergency department we don't see somebody off a bicycle. Interestingly, the study I referred to earlier from Austin, they found one of the major causes for injuries was first-time users on the electric scooters. Something to think about again, particularly if they're talking about bringing in these e-scooter sharing services, so people thinking that they can just hop on an e-scooter without any training. Certainly you wouldn't do that on a bicycle.
So that's Dr. Susie Clark. Finally, Evelyn, you have a small helping of alphabet soup for people who want to get involved in the consultation.
Indeed, grab the pen. If you want to contribute to that public consultation process, you can email ppt@dttas.gov.ie until October the 31st.
ppt@dttas.gov.ie. Evelyn, thanks indeed for that report.